Well, hello. Thanks for joining us on the very first episode of Weather Seekers, a new podcast produced by the National Weather Service in Juneau, Alaska. This podcast will focus on weather, hydrology, and climate for Southeast. But let's get right to it. We've got Dan right here joining us fresh off the operational floor to give us this Labor Day holiday weekend forecast. So Dan, what's it looking like for people going outdoors Saturday and Sunday?
Well, people can definitely enjoy the outdoors this Saturday and Sunday. This will be the best time to experience the beautiful Southeast Alaska. Panhandle should be dry and rather warm through Saturday and Sunday.
So it looks like a great time to go on the water.
Yeah. Definitely don't expect any strong winds. Winds should be rather light through the inner channels as well.
And probably this afternoon would be great to, you know, have a walk after work because it's pretty warm outside, right?
Yeah, temperatures are warming up into the upper 60s, low 70s across many parts of the panhandle.
Nice. So it's a great weekend for the outdoors, but I hear changes are on par for Monday.
Yeah, changes are definitely coming Monday, especially for the northern panhandle. We expect a front to move into the northeast Gulf Coast early Monday, and rain will start to spread across the northern panhandle. And so it will be a wet day Monday from the northern and central panhandle. Confidence in precipitation across the southern panhandle, though, is not as high as we'd like, but they may get some rain. But the majority of the rain should happen Monday across the northern half.
Nice. Well, thank you very much for that, Dan. We so appreciate it. And we know you've got lots of things going on the operational floor. So we'll let you get back. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you, Wes.
So now you've heard the Labor Day forecast, we can move on to Rick having a discussion with Wes, David, and Jessica on what you, the listeners, can expect from the Weather Seekers podcast.
Hello and welcome. My name is Rick, and I work here as a lead meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Juneau, Alaska. I'm being joined today by three colleagues who are developing our new podcast, The Weather Seekers. Joining me, we have Wes, a meteorologist here since 2012, and who first conceived of the podcast idea and is leading the project. We also have David, who is an uber-talented meteorologist in Juneau since 2016. I will be referring to him as Dr. Levin through the conversation today.
Well-deserved.
Also joining us on the phone, we have Jessica, a former meteorologist in Juneau, extraordinarily talented in her own right, and who also served as part of the creative team until she accepted a new position with the National Weather Service in her home state of New Mexico. So, let's get right to it. Now, this is to all three of you. Why is National Weather Service Juneau participating in producing a podcast?
So, Rick, I'm actually a radio guy. I've been in radio now for, gosh, I think it was probably since 2006. Some of my family has a history in radio, so I kind of grew up around that medium. And so I really respect the idea of giving information through audio. It's very simple. You know, you don't have to look beautiful. like they say, I have a face for radio. But yeah, so, and not to mention, Alaska has a wide variety of, or a wide expansive network of radio stations that give news, that give features, that broadcast music and so forth. So I think this is kind of a natural building on that medium. And frankly, I think a lot of Alaska is very accustomed to audio-centered information. So in short, that's kind of why we're issuing a podcast.
Okay. David, what do you think about all that? What's your take on that?
Well, you know, I'm definitely on board with that. I think this is, we're kind of exploring new territory as far as the Weather Service goes. So I'm interested to see where this goes. I think it's fun for us, and I hope it's fun for people that are listening in as they get to interact with us.
Yeah, I will say that it is very different from the norm that what we do here in the office. So it does actually kind of re-energize and revitalize things. Jessica, what do you have to say about this podcast thing?
Yeah, I mean, going off of what Wes and David were saying, you know, in addition to that, you know, the Juneau Forecast Office is one of the largest areas of responsibility. So I think being able to reach many different people who may not be co-located in, you know, some of the bigger cities of Juneau and Sitka and Ketchikan, should still be able to have access to their local forecast office. And, you know, playing on a couple of other things, the Weather Service's big, I guess, initiative that they're going towards is the impact-based decision support services, which I think this podcast would be vital for.
Yes, I can actually, that's a very good point. I can definitely see that.
And one other thing, you know, the Weather Service, like Jessica was saying, is kind of more and more going into, I mean, we used to provide the forecast. Now we're becoming more and more of interpreting the forecasts for entities, for high-level partners, and somewhat even to the public. So this is a venue which we're very excited to give you because we can relay, you know, communicate things like confidence in the forecast, which, you know, just saying rain likely tomorrow doesn't really lend itself to a lot of confidence. How sure are you about the rain?
Just how heavy are these scattered showers going to be, Wes?
Exactly. And how confident are you that the rain will stay rain and not change to snow? which we can all relate to as forecasters because there's so many knobs and bells and whistles that we do not control, but we try to guess how the weather is controlling or being controlled by them.
And, you know, actually, I'm going to add something here before we go on to another question, and that is we who work in the office, we know each other's personalities, and we all have quite some personality. But the public out there who's at the other end of the wire, so to speak, or the internet, who sees the words, sees the graphics, but can't hear us, and doesn't realize that there are personalities involved here. And this is definitely a way to give them the idea that, yeah, we've got individual unique personalities, and it might just make it a little bit more personable from a forecasting standpoint.
For sure, for sure.
Now, David, this one's for you. Is this happening all over the United States and all the weather offices throughout the country?
Actually, no. This is pretty, like I said, new territory for the Weather Service in general. So, to my knowledge, I don't think that there are podcasts that are being done by any of the other offices, Lower 48 or Alaska. So this is, we're pioneers in the final front, in the last frontier, right?
Exciting,
so we should
stuff.
Be pioneers.
Maybe the Hurricane Center is doing, producing a podcast.
Yeah, I do. I do believe that they, I don't know if they still do it, but at one point that they were producing a podcast.
For sure.
So
I think they still are. I thought I remembered seeing something about them doing a podcast.
Well, you know, myself, being a points and condensers kind of guy, Wes, what is this podcast thing? How are you going to design this? What can listeners expect from it? And most importantly, why should they listen to it?
You know, that's a very good question, Rick. For most listeners out there, you know, what is the most important part of any of what we do? They just want to know whether it's going to rain, whether it's going to snow. Is it going to be sunny today? Is it going to be windy? Can I go hiking today up in the mountains and so forth? Or even, you know, can I go, is this a good day to go fishing out at Sea Otter Sound? You know, the thing is that, so we're going to design the podcast essentially with the forecast leading the way. And we recognize that not everyone wants to know the bolts and the screws and the condensers, as you were saying, about how we produce the weather forecast. But most everyone wants a good weekend primer for what they can expect. We are expecting to produce this podcast weekly, initially at least, with the goal of producing it either Thursday or Friday, and that's debatable. But so far, so at the end of the week, so we can give you and everyone from, say, Hyder to Ketchikan to Cake to Angoon to Gustavus to Haines, Skagway, even Juneau, Yakutat, Sitka, we want to give you a weekend forecast. as well as if there's something really pertinent going on that we foresee Monday, then we may give you heads up about that. Now, so that's the first segment. The second segment is more for the people who want to know the condensers and the nuts and the bolts and so forth. They want to know how the process is made. Who do we work with? What partners do we do? What does the Weather Service do that you never thought of doing? And we're going to profile some of those stories. And then finally, we are going to interact with the listeners. We're going to seek input from our listenership, from the listeners out there. What kind of questions do you have about our jobs, what we do, a weather phenomena that happens where you are? Maybe we can talk about it. If we don't know the answers, then we can seek it. We are the Weather Seekers.
I'm really excited about that segment, actually.
We've got some great questions already, yes. And we say keep them coming.
Okay, so when I saw the name The Seekers, I'm going to perhaps date myself here. I immediately thought of the New Seekers and their song from the 1970s. Jessica, how did you get this name, The Weather Seekers? Tell us, where did the name come from? Were there other options considered? Are there other options that were considered that you would even want to tell us what they might have been?
Oh, man. Well, I don't know how to play off the 1970s song. That's a little bit out of my purview there. But as far as the name, Weather Seekers, Seekers is actually spelled S-E-A-K, capitalized for Southeast Alaska. So we're seeking the weather for Southeast Alaska, essentially. And I believe the name got started actually from one of our coworkers, and maybe Wes or David can correct me. Actually the one that thought of Weather Seekers.
Who was that?
Am I correct?
It was Jake.
It was Jake.
And folks, get ready to hear Jake. He may not be on this episode, but you'll hear a lot of Jake.
And then, I mean, as far as other names, there was an interesting brainstorming session as to maybe some potential name ideas. And I think a couple that come to mind were 100% Chance of Weather. Mm-hmm. Playing off of that, it was like 100% chance of cloudy with a slight chance of talk was another one, playing off of the percentage chances there. Dew points and dose, weather or not. I think I've got some of those names, if I can remember
correctly.
That's
good. Yeah.
As I recall, they were, weren't they jotted down on a napkin, perhaps over some beverages?
I think we were a little bit more sophisticated. We had a notepad there.
Oh, we did. Oh, well, that's mightily prepared for us.
I remember there being
started with the napkin.
I think they ended up with about 100 names, right?
Like, oh my gosh.
I think there could have been over 100 names.
There was 4 or 5 pages.
Mm-hmm. And I will add to that, we actually solicited some feedback from our partners in the media out there. And one of the main points that kind of drove us back to Weather Seekers was that we needed something that expressed what we do. So weather, it was very important to have weather in the name. And Seekers, I mean, you know, the part of S-E-A-K, we are Southeast Alaska, it just seemed to gel.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to the top 10 rejected podcast names episode.
There were some really good ones in there.
During a slow weather week.
Yeah. All right. So, David, obviously, the National Weather Service is more than computer screens and telephones, but perhaps the listeners out there would be interested to know where we're going to put this together. I mean, we're not exactly a TV studio or even a radio studio. Where are we going to do this?
Well, in general, we're going to be doing it here at our office. Right now, we're sitting in our wonderful conference room.
Chatting. Which doubles as a studio.
Yes.
There you go.
/ studio. We will be, I believe, posting these podcasts on social media when they're done. Hopefully at some point, you know, we will get them to our website where you can download the MP3s and you can access them that way. Other dissemination methods that might be possible, which we still to be determined. We still don't know about iTunes or anything like that. But for now, social media, check our Twitter account and our Facebook accounts as well as website for the podcast.
So the idea being that there will be a tweet, hey, new podcast available, something like that?
Exactly, exactly. Okay. So give us a follow on social media and you'll be up to date.
All right. And now, Wes, you mentioned that we're going to try and do this regularly, like once a week to start with.
Yeah, that is the idea. That's the goal. You know, I will caution everyone, we are not communication experts. We have been in consultation with a lot of our friends out there in the media to help us do this, and we so appreciate all of their help. That said, we are mainly meteorologists and hydrologists and computer experts, but operating some of this equipment has been a challenge, and we're gonna make some mistakes, but you know, that is where listener feedback can say, hey, I had trouble hearing you all, and maybe we can work on the volume or the quality or so forth, but we're gonna get better.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Every day is better.
Just like our forecasts always get better.
That's right. No surprise weather service.
Right.
Jessica, are users going to have to subscribe to this service, or are they going to be able to get this free, except they're in New Mexico? I know we're going to make you guys pay.
Well, you know for sure I'm going to be listening. But from what it sounds like, I mean, going off of what David mentioned earlier, is no, you don't have to pay to access this. And it looks like, I don't know, maybe Wes can tell a little bit more about subscription-wise, but it sounds like anything that's posted on our social media accounts or on our website, that'll be the way that folks can access that.
For sure, and a lot of that will be to be determined. But just kind of watch our social media, and it may be possible to somehow link us into some sort of RSS feed of some sort, but that is all to be determined.
Okay. Now, this actually I will address perhaps to Wes, or actually all three of you. I know that there are some series out there like Game of Thrones, and if you didn't start Game of Thrones at the beginning, you have to binge watch to find out or catch up to what's going on or what the current state of things are. Or another one that's popular with a member of my family is this show called Stranger Things. And if you haven't seen season one or season two, you have to go and binge watch all of those to catch up with what's going on right now in Stranger Things.
Oh my gosh.
How about the podcast? Is it going to play out like a soap opera, or is it going to be different and you can pick it up as if you were on the, you know, at on the entry level every time you listen?
Well, guess what? Hey, David, if you're going on vacation in 2 weeks, you know what? You can take a vacation from the podcast and it will be here and it will be just as informative. Perhaps entertainment, but we subscribe to strictly information. So, yeah, you can drop us at any point when you don't need us and come back. And, you know, it's the beauty of podcasts is they're on demand. And this is not a series. It's a continual series. There will be no end in sight unless no one listens. And that will be something that we'll all discuss later.
I'll keep it going. Well, and I mean, to play off that, I would think each topic is pretty much original, so you don't necessarily have to start from the beginning.
Oh, very good point. Very good point.
And does the weather ever repeat itself? Well. Bad question. But the question of the day is whether it will repeat itself or whether it will throw something completely new at you. And so we're here to help.
Yes and yes.
Okay. So now I'm going to ask David this question. I'm imagining those times when either the weather is benign or monotonous. Is there going to be an opportunity to do perhaps even a little bit of education and teaching people some of the things that we know that they wouldn't necessarily know unless they had meteorology in college?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think that's one of the big advantages of doing this format is, you know, the weather is not always exciting, as we all know, but at those times we can take some time to do some educational podcasts, maybe bring in some local experts and pick their brains about what's going on behind the scenes.
I like that. I like that. So we'll add professor to your title as well as Dr. Professor. I'm not picking on David, actually. I think very highly of him for anybody who's out there listening. Now, lastly, and I think, again, I will address this to all three of you. And I mentioned earlier, you know, I thought of the New Seekers. You've got to have a title or a theme song to the show. And I'm just thinking, you know, the New Seekers, I'd like to teach the world to sing. And we could just, like, change the lyrics to something meteorologically oriented and not run into, like, any kind of copyright infringement. Huh?
That would be the key. musical talent, we do have some musicians who work here, but their day jobs are here. So with that, Rick, and to all the listeners out there, we are soliciting some musicians out there, which we know that Southeast Alaska is completely full, chocked full of talented songwriters, musicians out there who love weather, love to write songs about weather, even may love to write songs about podcasts. You never know. So, you know, we cannot offer any monetary compensation. However, we would love to get or give someone due credit for their work. And so it's a great opportunity for anyone out there who'd love to submit us an email. And with that, what is the email that we need solicitations from?
Yes. So we do have an office email account. We do not have a podcast email account at this time. Maybe at some point we'll get one. But for right now, if you'd like to send a question or if you'd like to submit some music for our podcast, you can do that at juno.weather@noaa.gov. So again, that's Juno, just like the city name, .weather@noaa.gov. It might be good to put a podcast in the subject line as well, as we get quite a few emails at that address. So to avoid them going into the wrong folder, just maybe put podcast in the subject line.
And likewise, if you're a musician and you'd like to talk to us about a musical submission, maybe in the subject line, put music for podcast or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I'll submit something for you guys.
Oh,
I don't know how good it'll be, but we'll try.
I'm expecting it.
We are expecting it.
Well, maybe we can do a duet, Rick.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Oh, yeah, you guys both play the trumpet.
Trumpet, horn, guitar. I do know somebody who plays saxophone, but he just won't do it anymore.
Sigh. We do have a thunder maker. I did not bring it into the studio yet.
But
I'll be right back for that.
Oh, gosh. Well, I guess it's going to be retrieved. But yeah, I mean, I know folk music is really big here. All sorts of songwriters. I know there are music festivals all across Southeast Alaska, including the Alaska Folk Fest right here in Juneau in April every year. And yeah, just kind of whip that thing out with the handle. And here we go with the thunder and the lightning.
Wow.
It's somewhat effective.
That is...
I think it's... So, folks, we are not under any kind of warning right now.
That is a lot different than I envisioned that sounding.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
On a scale of 0 to 10, how impressed with it are you?
I'm very impressed, actually.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. All right. Well, cool.
So in a place where we average one half of a thunderstorm every year, stated differently, once every other year, now we can make our own.
Exactly.
There you go. We'll never give up our thunder, for sure.
All right. The three of you, any final questions? Or actually, I should be asking the questions. Any final comments from the three of you?
I'm just really excited that we're finally getting this together. And just, you know, Jessica, I can't see you, but I'm looking at the smiles of David. And I know this is it's just so affirming the way we can get together like this and bring something special to all of you, the listeners.
Well, I know this is a project that you've all been working on for quite a long time, and seeing it really come to life has got to feel really good.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's been a long time coming, and I mean, we've all look forward to this.
Yeah.
And so I can't wait to actually hear what it sounds like.
All right. Well,
yeah, I mean, this was such a great and creative idea. And, you know, Wes has been the huge, integral part of this project. So, I will let you guys know you'll have a listener in New Mexico, and I will spread the word here as well.
Excellent.
And we look forward to having you many times, Rick. Rick is the office climate expert, and yeah, we rely on him for a lot of things.
You know, for a minute there, I thought you were going to say Rick was the office clown.
That's what I thought he was going to say.
Climate clown, do sound. Start the same, don't they?
All right. Well, Jessica, David, Wes, thank you for being here today and for putting this together. And thank you for everything that you've done so far to make this happen. And, of course, thank you for the Thunder Machine.
Thanks.
Signing out from Juneau, Alaska, this is the Weather Seekers.
And now it's time for our listener-submitted question. Before we get to it, we would love to hear more questions from you. That's right, you. Please take out your smartphone and use a memo or recording app to voice your question. Then simply email it to juno.weather@noaa.gov. Again, that's Juno, as in the city, .weather@noaa.gov. We would love questions from all over Southeast Alaska. This week's question comes from Zoe in Juno, asking about what a lot of Southeast Alaskans are talking about this summer. Thunderstorms.
Hi, this is Zoe in Juneau, and my question is about thunderstorms. I grew up in the Midwest, and big, scary summer thunderstorms are one of my favorite things about where I grew up. I moved to Juneau last fall, and I knew it was a rainy place, and I've been hoping for big storms, but so far, no luck. So can you tell me, is there any hope for a thunder-loving Iowan here in Southeast Alaska? Thanks.
Hi, Zoe. This is Jake, and thanks for your question. You've actually given me one of my favorite topics to talk about, which is thunderstorms. I also grew up in the Midwest, and, you know, moving to Southeast Alaska, it's a big change. I miss the thunder myself. But on the plus side, this summer's been pretty active. We've had a lot of thunderstorm activity, which is much more than we typically see in Southeast Alaska this year, too. So it's kind of atypical. But we've had a few good events. We sent our first severe thunderstorm warning ever in late June of this year. So that was a first for our office. It wasn't in the Juneau area. It was really far south, basically in the middle of nowhere. But it was an exciting day for those of us at the office. However, even in Juneau this year, we have had a few thunderstorms. We had a kind of mid to late August weekend where we had a lot of thunderstorms and actually got a half inch of rain in 1 hour out of one of those at the Juneau airport. So it's been exciting. You know, there's hope for thunderstorms occasionally in Southeast Alaska. They are pretty rare, but when they happen, it's exciting. And that's Jake's take.
Well, that's all we have time for this week. Thanks for joining us, and please stay tuned as we will release another episode of Weather Seekers Podcast late next week. Like us on Facebook at National Weather Service Juneau, or follow us on Twitter at NWS Juneau to get next week's episode and to stay in touch with the forecast. This podcast was produced Friday afternoon, August 30th, 2019, by meteorologists from the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Juneau, Alaska. For the latest forecast information, please visit weather.gov/Juneau. Again, weather.gov/Juneau. Be safe out there and never let the weather ruin your day.